Dictation test.
1번.
First, draw a big square. 2번. Then draw a straight line from the top right corner to the bottom left. Now you have two triangles in one big square. 3번. Draw one little star in one of the triangles. But the star must not touch with any other lines. Lastly, color the star black so that it becomes all black.
2번. Hello.
Hello, Kate. It's me, Chris.
Hi, Chris. What's up?
Did you finish packing for the summer camp tomorrow?
Almost done. I'm looking forward to the camp.
Me too. Kate, do you know where to get on the bus for the camp? I forgot.
Oh, that's why you are calling? We will get on the bus in front of the children's library.
Okay, thanks.
Don't be late. It leaves at 9.
Don't worry. I won't be late. See you tomorrow.
3번. Number 1. Are we going to take that bus, Dad?
Yes, we are. Let's cross the street when the light turns green.
Number 2. I can't see the number over there. Can you see it, Dad?
Of course I can. Your eyesight has gotten worse.
Number 3. Stop, Dad. We must not cross the road here.
Oh, I didn't see the no crossing sign. Thanks.
Number 4. I wonder why there isn't any traffic light here.
There should be one because so many people cross the street here.
Number 5. Dad, I'm going to cross the road. Stay there.
Step back. The light will turn red in a few seconds.
4번.
Mina, did you submit your science report?
Yes, I submitted it on Monday.
Good. What did you write about?
I wrote about animals in danger. Did you submit yours?
Not yet. I'm going to submit it on Friday.
What are you writing about?
I'm writing about the yellow dust problem.
4번. Sounds interesting. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
5번.
Emma, did the class meeting go well? How are you going to make our class newspaper?
We are thinking of including our class motto, two big group pictures, and an interview with you, Mr. Brown.
So far, so good. Keep going.
And useful information about other high schools and our cell phone numbers.
Wait a second. You must not publish your cell phone numbers. It is not safe to give out personal information.
Ah, that's good advice. Thanks. 6번.
Your eyes are all red. Can you open your eyes wide? It seems like you have eye trouble.
Oh no, What am I supposed to do?
Put eye drops into your eyes 3 times a day. It'll be okay soon.
Anything else?
It's very important to wash your hands with soap as often as possible.
Thank you, Dr. Lee. Can I have a sick note from you? I need to give it to my homeroom teacher.
Sure. I will write one for you.
Number 1.
Do you mind if I use your cell phone?
No, go ahead.
Number 2.
How do you like your new apartment?
Actually, it's much better than my old one.
Number 3.
What are you going to order?
I'm thinking of pizza.
Number 4.
It looks so heavy. Can I give you a hand?
Of course, I'll help you.
Number 5.
I got a terrible score on the midterm exam.
Don't be disappointed. You can do better next time.
Mom, this spaghetti looks delicious.
Thank you. Try some if you want.
Okay. Wow, it's so good. May I set the table now?
Thank you, but not yet, Peter. I'm making salad now. I'll set the table.
Well, is there anything I can help you with?
Can you open the windows to let some fresh air in?
No problem.
Thanks, Peter.
Hi, David. I won first prize in the jump rope contest.
Oh, Amy, congratulations.
Thank you. I think I was lucky.
No, I don't think so. You practiced really hard, didn't you?
Well, that's true. I practiced jumping rope every day.
Then you deserve the prize.
Thank you for saying so.
Let's go and have ice cream to celebrate.
Welcome to Burger World. What would you like to have?
Hi, I'd like to have a bulgogi burger and a small Coke, please.
Do you need anything else?
No, thanks.
Well, a bulgogi burger is $4.50, and a small Coke is $2. So, that will be $6.50. But if you pay 50 cents more, you can order the bulgogi combo meal, which is a bulgogi burger, a medium Coke, and fries.
Really? Then I'll take the combo meal.
Okay, for here or to go?
For here, please.
Jenny, why are you sad?
My cat ran away this morning.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that.
Where is he now? I miss him so much.
Cheer up, Jenny. I'm sure you'll find him soon.
Thanks, but I don't know what to do to find him.
How about putting up posters in the neighborhood?
That's a good idea. I'll make posters right away.
Don't forget to put some clear photos on your poster.
Sure, thanks.
Hello, students. Do you want to take your soccer skills to the next level this summer? Then join our summer soccer camp. It's a 3-day camp from August 2nd to August 4th. Boys and girls, age 10 and over, can join the camp. The fee is just $100, including lunch. The camp is limited to 50 participants. So, don't regret and register now.
Peter, there are 5 booths available to rent at the flea market next week. Which one would be best for us?
Last year, we took a booth next to the restroom. Remember? It wasn't good.
Right. This time, let's not rent a booth next to the restroom.
Okay. How about taking one of these booths that are across from the restroom?
Good idea. I think this one next to the information booth is better than the other one. What do you think?
I don't agree with you. The section next to the information booth will be too crowded. People might skip our booth because of that.
You may be right. Then let's take the other one.
This is usually a little expensive, but these days the number of people using this is increasing. People like to talk with others and take pictures with this. They also like to search for information and play games through this. However, people should not spend too much time using this. Ms. Parker, can you give me a minute of your time?
Okay, I have time now.
Not right now. I have to prepare for the next PE class. Do you have a minute at lunchtime?
Sure. By the way, what's going on?
Actually, I need to talk to you about my grades. I really want to enter a good high school, but my score doesn't seem to be going up.
Don't be discouraged. I think I can help you out.
Thanks. Oh, I've got to go to change my clothes for the next PE class.
Okay, then see you at lunchtime.
Finally, we are going to see the gag concert this Friday.
Yes, I'm so excited. What time are we going to meet?
They start giving out the free tickets at 9 a.m. So why don't we meet at 8:30?
Well, some people begin to wait from 6 a.m. to get front seat tickets. I also want to sit in the front.
You mean you want to go there at 6 in the morning?
No, I know that's too early. What about 7:30?
Okay, that will be okay.
Seventeen.
We're having an interview with the best figure skater, Yuna Kim. When did you start skating?
I started skating when I was 7. When I was 14, I was selected as a member of the national team.
Wow, that's surprising. Have you considered giving up?
Sometimes I feel exhausted, but I've never thought of giving up.
I'm so impressed. Would you like to say something to your fans?
Practice makes perfect, everyone. Please never give up.
Thank you very much for the interview today.
Tony, what is your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is history.
Oh, I didn't know that. Why do you like history?
I like to learn what happened in the past and how people in the past lived.
History is an interesting subject.
What is your favorite subject, Bora?
Guess what it is. It deals with numbers, figures, and graphs. I like solving difficult problems. I'm tired of TV every night. Let's go out and see a movie.
That's a good idea. What should we go to see?
Well, we usually see dramas. Why don't we go to see an animation film for a change?
That's great. How about Madagascar?
Good. It's playing at TTC Cinema.
It's near here. What time does it start?
Cindy is going to take a trip to Jeju-do with her father. She is very excited about going to Jeju-do for the first time. They will leave Seoul for Jeju-do tomorrow morning, but today's news says that there is heavy snow in Jeju-do. Cindy's father gets a phone call from the travel agency and learns that all flights to Jeju-do are canceled because of the heavy snow. He wants to let Cindy know about this. In this situation, what would Cindy's father most likely say to her?